For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. What's causing the skyrocketing price of eggs? Avian flu, inflation, or supply chain problems typically get the blame. But not so fast, says the nonprofit advocacy group Farm Action. Diving into Department of Agriculture data, they found no significant drop in supply. Here's Farm Action's Dee Laninga.
We saw nothing that justified these price hikes. They are up 138% since last year. That's more than double. Meanwhile, companies that haven't reported a single case of avian flu are raking in record profits.
Cal-Maine Foods dominates the U.S. egg supply, and their profits increased tenfold last year. Watchdogs say lack of competition is the real culprit. Farm Action Sarah Carden argues a truly competitive market would have multiple firms challenging each other on price points.
But instead, what we see is all of them raising their prices, which just leads to this conclusion of collusion.
Farm Action has asked the Federal Trade Commission to investigate. Maternal mortality is more than two-thirds higher in rural than urban America, according to the CDC, made worse by the closure of birthing facilities in over 100 rural hospitals just since 2010. Xander Brown looks at the situation in North Carolina.
Pregnancy can be life-changing or life-ending, depending on where you live. Over 20% of counties in North Carolina are classified as maternal care deserts by the March of Dimes, meaning would-be parents have no access to birth centers, OBGYNs, or certified nurse midwives. And the Tar Heel State's maternal mortality is 16% higher than the national rate.
We're working on trying to increase the number of access points for prenatal care and to kind of bolster the social determinants of health that'll help people get that care.
Dr. Suzanne Dixon, OBGYN with Mountain Area Health Education Center, spoke with Carolina Public Press. She says maternal health crisis creates a gap in prenatal as well as postpartum care, access to contraception, and other preventative care.
If you talk to providers of maternal care all over the country, we are seeing an increase in outcomes that are less desirable, like higher rates of hemorrhage and hypertensive crises.
I'm Xander Brown.
Nine tribal schools will get funding to reimagine and transform their outdoor spaces into community gathering areas. Danielle Denk with the Trust for Public Land says a partnership with the Interior Department's Bureau of Indian Education is supporting the effort.
We're really excited to work with local artists so that the outdoors can become a canvas in a way that also delivers recreation.
Denk envisions playgrounds under shady tree canopies becoming civic destinations that draw people to celebrate nature, culture, and community. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.